This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, being role model for others. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of being a role model for others in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that in Islam, there is an importance of a person to be a role model, a person to be a perfect human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created us, He created us to become perfect. He had put the potential of being perfect in us. We have this potential in us, but practically we need to become perfect. And once we became perfect, we will become a role model for others. We are role model for our kids on the first level, then for our friends, then for our family, maybe after that for the people who are living in the same street, in the same town, and then a role model for the rest of world, maybe the country or rest of world. So it is important in the Islamic lifestyle that you become perfect first and then become a role model. And this is the whole idea why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mother to train the kids. It's because when mother inside the house, when she is not getting involved with the things that are outside the house, and she just pay attention to make herself perfect and go towards the perfection within the house. And then obviously when she becomes perfect, it is her duty to train the kids and to take them towards the perfection when they are in her hands. And after that, when they go to the society, basically she is giving the perfect human beings to the society. Therefore, it is important in the Islam to become a role model, but before that, to be perfect in our life, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of being a role model for others. We mentioned that Islam gives importance to this topic and it says that you need to become perfect. And Allah has given all the means, provided all the means of becoming perfect in our life. So when He has provided all the means of becoming perfect, then why not to become perfect? And once we are perfect, we can become the role model for the others. And this is how we can change the society. Because when I am applying the good things on me, when I am forbidding from the forbidden things, and I am performing the obligations myself, if I practically do this, the people who are surrounding me, the people on whom I have effect, the people who can see me as a practical person in my life, obviously I will have effect on them and I will become their role model. There is a good saying that it is said that no person becomes a role model. The only point where a person becomes a role model is where people choose him to be the role model. And why is it? Because when people look at the lifestyle of a person, when people look how practically he lives, then they choose different people who match their lifestyle. Therefore, it is important to have a good lifestyle, to live perfectly, to perform all the obligations, to forbid from the forbidden things, the haram things. And also to be punctual in our life so that we can become a good role model for the others. Therefore, it is important for me to go through all this process and through my behavior, through my actions, through my speeches, I can become a good role model for them. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it. We have many narrations from Imam Ali Musallam in which they said that when a Shia goes into the society, he is identified because of his good actions, his good behavior with the people, because of his him being most knowledgeable amongst those people, if even there were 1,000 people. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.